Yeah, that sounds right. I just got the cord, and I think my cord's a little longer than 15. I don't know. I'd have to check. But it was just the cord. It was like $50. And I had the inlet box that came with that transfer switch. I think I mentioned to you, I didn't realize it was 20 amp. I had a 20 amp, 6 circuit box, and that was mostly adequate for us. You know, to run my 2 refrigerators, my blower motor on my furnace, and everything electronics we needed around the house. But we couldn't do a coffee maker or microwave or the toaster. You know, those, we just had to live without those, which was a small sacrifice for when the power's out. But when I had to get a new generator, I said, you know what, I'm going to buy just a little so that I can run any one of those things. The coffee maker in particular, that's the one I really wanted. And like, that was probably the biggest pain on extended outages was coffee. So now we can run the coffee maker or the microwave or the toaster. And I don't think I would try 2 of those things, but we can certainly, any one doesn't even hardly break a sweat. You can hear bog a little bit, you know, but everything works just perfectly fine. You can tell you turned on one of them big devices because it changes the pitch a little. But so I had a 20 amp. Now I got the 10 circuit 30 amp, and that's perfectly fine. So anywho, I would like to switch to the, like you, on the loads that are on the supply side. And, but you know, I got all the stuff sitting there.